Managing communication overload. The age of information overload. We live in an era where communication is constant and overwhelming. Emails flood inboxes, social media notifications demand attention, text messages arrive by the second, and workplace collaboration tools never seem to pause. While communication is essential for personal and professional life, excessive communication can lead to stress, reduced productivity, and even mental fatigue. This phenomenon, known as communication overload, occurs when individuals receive more messages than they can effectively process. It leads to difficulty in prioritizing tasks, increased stress levels, and a decrease in the quality of work and personal interactions. Managing communication overload requires a strategic approach that balances connectivity with efficiency. This article explores the causes, effects, and best strategies for dealing with excessive communication in today's hyperconnected world. Understanding communication overload. Communication overload happens when the volume of incoming messages exceeds an individual's ability to process them effectively. This can be due to an excessive number of emails, notifications, meetings, or even face-to-face conversations. In the workplace, employees often struggle with long email threads, constant team chats, and excessive meetings that leave little time for deep, focused work. In personal life, endless notifications from social media, messaging apps, and digital subscriptions can be overwhelming. The main causes of communication overload include technological advancements, remote work culture, excessive multitasking, and the expectation of immediate responses. When left unmanaged, it leads to mental exhaustion, decreased productivity, and increased stress levels. The psychological and physical effects of communication overload. The human brain has a limited cognitive capacity to process information at any given time. When communication overload occurs, the brain struggles to filter important messages from distractions. This leads to decision fatigue, where individuals feel mentally drained from making too many choices about which messages to respond to and how to prioritize them. Over time, this can contribute to burnout, a state of emotional and physical exhaustion caused by prolonged stress. Additionally, excessive screen time associated with managing communication overload can lead to eye strain, disrupted sleep patterns, and decreased focus. Many people experience increased anxiety and stress due to the constant pressure to respond quickly to messages, emails, or work-related tasks. Understanding these effects highlights the urgency of implementing strategies to manage communication overload effectively. Identifying sources of communication overload. Before tackling communication overload, it is essential to identify the sources of excessive messaging. Common sources include workplace emails, instant messaging platforms, Slack, Microsoft Teams, WhatsApp, social media notifications, phone calls, and virtual meetings. In professional settings, employees often receive dozens or even hundreds of emails daily, many of which are unnecessary or redundant. Collaboration platforms, while useful, can create an expectation of real-time responses, leading to constant interruptions. Social media platforms use algorithms designed to keep users engaged by sending frequent notifications, updates, and messages, contributing to digital distraction. Personal life is not exempt, as group chats, text messages, and family communication demands can add to the overall burden. By identifying the primary sources of communication overload, individuals can take steps to manage them more effectively. Strategies for managing communication overload. 1. Prioritizing essential communication. One of the most effective ways to manage communication overload is to prioritize essential messages while filtering out unnecessary ones. This involves categorizing messages into urgent, important, and non-essential categories. Tools like email filters, priority inbox settings, and notification management can help reduce unnecessary communication. Establishing clear expectations with colleagues, friends, and family about response times can also minimize pressure. Instead of responding immediately to every message, setting specific times for checking emails and messages can help maintain focus on high-priority tasks. 2. Setting communication boundaries. Boundaries are essential for reducing excessive communication. In a professional setting, employees can set clear expectations regarding availability by using status indicators on messaging platforms or automated email replies. For example, setting Do Not Disturb during deep work sessions prevents unnecessary interruptions. At home, turning off non-essential notifications and limiting social media usage can create a healthier balance. Additionally, organizations can encourage employees to respect each other's time by limiting after-hours emails and messages. 3. Implementing email and messaging best practices. Emails and messaging platforms are major contributors to communication overload. Adopting best practices can significantly reduce the time spent on them. Some key strategies include keeping emails concise and to the point, using clear subject lines for easy identification, avoiding excessive CCS and unnecessary replies, batch processing emails at scheduled times instead of checking constantly, utilizing automated responses for common inquiries. By streamlining email and messaging habits, individuals can free up time for more meaningful work. 4. Limiting meetings and virtual calls. Many workplaces suffer from meeting overload, where employees spend excessive time in virtual or in-person meetings, leaving little time for actual work. To combat this, organizations can adopt meeting-free days or enforce a strict meeting agenda policy to ensure that only essential topics are discussed. Encouraging the use of asynchronous communication such as recorded updates or written reports reduces unnecessary real-time discussions. Employees should also feel empowered to decline non-essential meetings to protect their time. 5. Using technology to manage communication. Technology can both contribute to and help manage communication overload. Tools such as email filters, AI-driven prioritization software, and distraction-blocking apps can be highly effective. Productivity apps like Trello, Asana, and Notion allow users to organize tasks without excessive communication. Noise-canceling apps and focus modes on smartphones help reduce distractions, making it easier to focus on meaningful work. 6. Practicing digital minimalism. Digital minimalism is a philosophy that encourages intentional use of digital tools to reduce unnecessary communication. This involves decluttering digital spaces by unsubscribing from non-essential newsletters, turning off unnecessary notifications, and reducing social media engagement. By being more mindful about digital consumption, individuals can regain control over their time and attention. 7. Encouraging a culture of effective communication. Organizations play a crucial role in managing communication overload. Employers can promote a healthy communication culture by encouraging employees to send concise messages, avoid unnecessary emails, and respect each other's time. Leadership can set an example by limiting non-essential communication and promoting asynchronous work where possible. By fostering a workplace environment that prioritizes quality over quantity, businesses can boost employee productivity and well-being. The role of mindfulness in managing communication overload. Mindfulness techniques can help individuals become more intentional about their communication habits. Practices such as deep work sessions, meditation, and taking digital detox breaks can reduce stress and improve focus. Being aware of how much time is spent on communication-related tasks allows individuals to make conscious decisions to limit distractions and enhance concentration. Simple practices such as taking regular breaks, engaging in outdoor activities, and practicing gratitude can counterbalance the negative effects of communication overload. Conclusion. Managing communication overload requires a combination of strategic boundaries, effective tools, and mindful habits. By prioritizing essential communication, setting clear boundaries, optimizing email and messaging practices, and leveraging technology, individuals can regain control over their time. Organizations should foster a culture that encourages effective, respectful, and intentional communication to enhance productivity and well-being. Ultimately, reducing communication overload leads to greater mental clarity, reduced stress, and improved overall quality of life. By implementing these strategies, anyone can take charge of their communication habits and create a more balanced, focused, and fulfilling work and personal life.